Hello and welcome to the D2C podcast. I'm Eric Dick. Today we are joined by Samantha Kozic, founder of Manuscripting, a revolutionary journal company that was birthed during the uncertainty of the COVID-19 pandemic. Samantha takes us through her entrepreneurial journey, starting as a fitness professional and influencer before transitioning to an online business coach. The pivot to creating Manuscripting came from her innate passion for self-expression and a desire to fill the gap in the market she discovered during the pandemic. In our conversation, Samantha opens up about the challenges of maintaining originality in a competitive space, the evolution of her business, and the importance of community building and influencer marketing in their growth strategy. She gives us a peek into their ambitious plans for 2023, which include potential partnerships and the introduction of new products. Samantha's story is a testament to the power of following one's intuition and the value of learning through online resources. So whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur or a seasoned business owner looking for fresh insights, this episode promises to be a treasure trove of practical wisdom. You'll even hear us get a little woo-woo, as I am wont to do. Samantha was one of my favorite people I met at C-Suite in Las Vegas, and had a really great time connecting with her and hearing about her story. Hope you enjoy it. On with the show.
If something isn't working out, if you're not reaching that goal as soon as you want it, it's because you're not ready for it. You're not equipped to handle that final result. Think about it. It's like, you know, we all want that $1 million plus revenue, right? Or even income, right? But say if I'm sitting here right now and I don't even know how to manage $1,000. I'm not saying not smart enough, but I'm just not educated enough to handle that much money. Well, the universe isn't going to just drop $1 million on me because I don't know how to hold that space for that type of energy. So even if things are going to crap, it's okay. Trust the process. The universe always has your back and things are always working out for you no matter what.
Are you a Shopify brand owner looking to win, keep, and grow your customers? Everyone knows apps are fast becoming the best way to increase retention and boost sales. A sleek and engaging app normally means two things, time and money. But AppTile have changed the game. Their seamless no-code editor enables beautiful, personalized journeys for every customer. And with their free plan, nothing is stopping you from getting started. You'll pay as you grow, not as you go. So whether you're just starting out or a Shopify superstar, head over to apptile.com today and start designing your dream app. Samantha, it's so nice to see you again. Welcome to the D2C podcast. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much. I'm doing so great and I'm so excited for this conversation we're about to have.
It was amazing to meet you in Las Vegas. You actually won a ticket through one of our podcast giveaways, actually. Your friend Mark reached out and said, you have to meet Samantha. She's building this crazy business. She's going to get so much out of Las Vegas. High level, how was Las Vegas for you?
It was incredible. And when Mark and I attended, we had no idea what to expect. Like, at all, really. Like, we knew it was going to be great because it's going to be an event for entrepreneurs. But really went into it like, let's just see what happens. And holy crap, like even after the first half day of that mastermind, we were like, thank God we said yes. Like, thank God we've been listening to your podcast. And just the room was incredible. The information I learned was just unreal. I've been an entrepreneur for over a decade now, and I still just had so much to learn. And it was just incredible. The people in the room, oh my gosh, everyone, I couldn't even get to meet everybody in the room. There was just so much goodness and magic. And I can't wait for the next event. We will definitely be there.
I saw you furiously scribbling. I saw so many notes coming from your section of the table there. I'm eager to know if you implemented anything. But I want to start more at the beginning. You've been an entrepreneur for over 10 years. Give us your hero's journey to where you are now.
Oh man, it's been a journey. And I started really out of college, or even kind of in college, so to speak. Like, I already had that entrepreneurial bug trying to make money outside of school without having to have a full-time job. Because my first job in college was like at a college bookstore. And the first time that I wanted to take some time off to go away with friends for the weekend, and my boss said no. And I was all like, what?
Lame.
No, I can't just get time off like when I want to on a weekend. I was like, absolutely not. So right away, the corporate life was not for me, or having something like a job like that, being told when to do, where to be, all of that was just no. So I really got the bug then. And then from there, I was in college, so I started modeling and acting. I quickly, after a few years, Instagram came about, or it just started, and I just started posting workouts and fitness stuff on Instagram. And all of a sudden I became an influencer before influencers were even a thing. And then slowly from there, I just learned how to utilize online and the internet to make money like that. And from there, I just really started to follow my intuition as far as what the next path would be and what the next business would be.
Which led you initially to coaching, right? Which I think with so many people kind of getting into that online world. Talk about your coaching business and then your evolution into manuscripting, what you've built now.
Yeah. So when I became this like influencer, like the term didn't even exist. Everyone just started DMing me and asking me questions like, oh my gosh, like how did you get partnerships with certain supplement brands and athletic clothing brands? And oh my gosh, how do you get coaching clients? How did you make this ebook? Like it was just ebooks back in the day, like PDF downloads with workout plans. And that really started like, I was kind of like trying to figure out, okay, hey, everyone keeps asking me these same questions. I already created fitness plans and stuff because people are asking me, how did I get fit? How can I now take this? Because I was tired of answering the same question all the time in comments and DMs. So I then started just really taking on a small amount of people and just teaching them how to build a social media presence. And then it turned into being an online business. And then from there, after this was probably like 4, 5, 6 years of doing that, COVID hit. And when that happened, you know, I had already built a really big community of entrepreneurs or people that wanted to start their own businesses, and everyone started freaking out, right? A lot of people got forced into, oh, I was just dabbling in creating an online business. Now, oh my gosh, I just lost my job, my business shut down, all that sort of stuff. And during this time when everyone was panicking, I started just sharing my morning routine of meditation and journaling and was telling people like, hey, this is how I stay calm through this unknown territory that we're all now living in. And instead of panicking and freaking out, because I already knew to live in that headspace, nothing can get done. You can't build a business. You can't attract clients. You can't make money, because if you're too busy worrying and having that anxiety and stress, like that flow and all that stuff, it's really hard to pull it out. And even just set yourself up for success and building yourself an online brand or business online. So slowly I just kind of started sharing that. And I had a few people reach out and say, hey, like I've been doing your journaling, or hey, I've been tapping into your meditations, and it's really helped me a lot. Like it's really helped me get refocused and stick to my goals and plans and not let all this noise get in the way of that, of what's happening in our world. And from there, I kept hearing this for like a couple weeks, and I'm like, oh, I kind of have something here. Like, this is interesting. I don't know what it is yet, but it's something. So slowly I kind of started talking it out with Mark and a few other people. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this needs to be a journal. Like this needs to be a book full of my prompts and everything. Because again, I was commenting and DMing people, hey, this is what you should write in your journal. These are the questions you should answer. This is how you meditate. This is a guided like meditation that you can download. Like I was doing all of that kind of in the DMs. So from there, I got the idea of like, oh crap, this is something. And actually when I got that, I'm going to say it was an intuitional hit, because at that moment I was like really pissed off that this idea had even hit me, because I had gotten my business, my online coaching business, to a point where systems were in place. I had a wait list of people wanting to work with me. I was making really good money doing that. And it was just one of those moments like, oh shit, like, damn it. Like, here we go again. It's time to pivot what I'm doing. And I was pivoting into something of manufacturing a physical product for the first time. My entire career had always just really been online, never dabbled in products or anything like that. So from there, I just started researching on YouTube how to manufacture a product, how to import, how to do all these things. And it was really scary, because at the time I couldn't do both. I wasn't able to do my online coaching business, because when you're working with one-on-one clients or even group coaching, that takes a lot of time and energy. And to pivot into this and put all my energy into building an e-com business, I was like, okay, something's going to give here. And I really want to put my all here. So what I did was I started a beta test group of about 20 women that said yes to doing a 30-day test with me. It was completely free. I gave them everything. I've made up this mock-up a journal, basically using Canva. So it was super basic. And I asked the girls to come in and basically told them, hey, all I need from you is just to show up every Sunday on a quick check-in call to let me know how you are doing. And that's it. Just please use the journal. It's completely free. I'll support you if you have questions, any of that. Let's do it. So over that month of these women showing up on these weekly calls, they were like, holy crap, this is life-changing. I had girls achieve goals and manifest things quicker than they ever have before. I even had a girl working on manifesting a partner and a boyfriend, and she had missed a couple calls, and she's like, I'm so sorry, like I manifested someone using your journal. And every time we have like weekly dates on Sunday, and I've been missing our calls. So all of this is happening in a period of 30 days really quickly. And I'm like, that's it, like this is happening. And then from there, it just really took off. Like I went straight into finding a manufacturer, figuring that out, put in my first order for 2000 journals. And then just slowly over time, like it just happened. And here we are 3 years later and thousands of customers later, we have the Manuscripting Journal, which is an incredible community of women that are just wanting to set goals and manifest their dreams.
I'm just a full believer in the quantum universe, first of all. I just know that expectation creates reality at this deep level. And I what I think is interesting about your story too is this is stuff that you've just done for a long time too. You're not like just jumping on the meditation or the journaling trend. This is a thread through your whole life that's helped you be who you are.
Yeah, exactly. And where it even all started was in 2015. And I haven't shared this with you, Eric. And I don't know if I forgot to bring it up before, but or if it's something that I'm still getting used to kind of sharing, because it's kind of it's my rock bottom, kind of that shameful moment that I had to work through in the past few years. But in 2015, I was actually arrested over something really stupid. And that at that point in my life, it was embarrassing and shameful for reasons not of my own, but for what everyone thought of me for this happening to me. And at that point, I had been ignoring my intuition for so long. Like I was in my mid-20s, I was making really good money. I had my company going. I was living in Scottsdale, Arizona. I was partying every single weekend, working hard, playing hard. I was living the life. But I also wasn't doing the things that I really wanted to do. I really wanted to live in California. I really wanted to model, but I didn't want to go do that because I was so scared. I was scared that I would fail. I had so many friends go out there that had moved out there. It didn't last even 6 months because it was too hard. They couldn't make ends meet and just moved back home. And to me, I had a very big ego. Like I'd always been a success. I was that straight A student, varsity athlete. Everything that I touched turned to gold kind of a thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, if all these people that I think are absolutely incredible failed at that, what makes me think I'm going to do that? So I ignored my intuition for years. And finally, when I got arrested, and it was over something so stupid, but when I got arrested, it was that moment where, holy shit, Sam, wake up. Wake up and go do that thing with your life that you want to do because you don't belong here. Like you're not supposed to be doing these things. Go do it. So from that moment, that same week that that happened, I turned to self-help books. I watched the movie, The Secret. And again, this is 2015. Like this isn't during the time where on Instagram today, you could open it up and find so much self-help and things to change your life and all these different coaches and teachers and influencers, right? Teaching you how to do this. There was nothing like that. You had like Tony Robbins and maybe like Oprah, like that was it. Like people weren't really talking about this yet. So when I watched the movie, The Secret, that's when I learned, you know, that's a very entry level thing to like start with. But that's when I was like, holy shit, like I can change my life. I can create the life that I want using my mind and vision boards. And right away, I went into like all of this stuff. And then from there, that's when it all started for me. And then now being what, 8 years later, I just always thought, doesn't everybody do this? Doesn't everybody like create vision boards and write out their goals and dreams? And as I started this company now 3 years ago, I learned like, wow, no, they don't. And a lot of people still don't know about this incredible power that we all have within us, but it's been suppressed. We've been told it doesn't work. It's witchy magic. Like it's woo woo. Like you're crazy if you think intuition is a thing or manifesting is a thing, like all of that. So it's been really cool to see full circle and look hindsight, those moments, those pivotal moments in my life where I followed my gut and my intuition, or when I ignored it and when things went to complete shit because I ignored it and I wasn't supposed to be doing those things. So just the power of all of it, and being now able to sit here and teach people how to tap into that and literally create the life, the business, the relationships, the body, all of that of their dreams is just unreal. It's the best job in the world.
And to do it in a way where, like, because you were doing that before as a coach to some degree as well, but as you were saying, that's a real one-to-one or a one-to-group thing where it's still your time all the time, whereas now you've created a product that can be one-to-many and help a lot more people, I guess, right?
Yes, exactly. And that's been really the coolest thing about it is now we have a community of thousands of women that I can just pour into and teach all at the same time, and it's been beautiful.
What have been the biggest levers for growth? Because it sounds like a very organic base. It sounds like, you know, the community is such a big part of it. So what have been the biggest levers for growth for Manuscripting?
Well, in the beginning, honestly, I just started putting it out there. Like, I think back, we didn't really have much money for ads. Like, this company is completely bootstrapped still to this day. Like, we haven't taken on any investment. It's all our own money, mine and Mark's. And it's been something where we had to be really strategic with how we spent and used our money for this business. So our biggest thing in the beginning was I built that community, like off of that beta testing group, building that community and getting women to join into that for free. Like, I would just promote it on my Instagram. I'd run challenges where the girls that are participating in this free challenge using the journal, they had to post about it. So that brought a lot of more women into the community. And I just started posting. And honestly, it was very organic. And then as we could spend like maybe like $50 a day on Facebook ads, we would start doing that. And then slowly it was just this, it just started growing because what we were doing also at the time, like 3 years ago, manifestation was a really hot topic. And really what this journal was I called it the Manifestation Journal. The messaging has definitely pivoted now because it's so much more than that. It's really a self-development book. But back then that was kind of the thing. And there wasn't really any other journals out there like it at all. Like, I created everything inside this journal from what I had taught and what I had learned myself and was teaching. So the biggest lever was just pouring into the community, supporting them as much as possible and giving them a space to come to. Because I think that was also the biggest thing for me going through my different rock bottoms or my awakenings, you can call them as well, was I was very much alone. I couldn't talk to anyone about it. My family definitely didn't get it. My friends didn't understand. I was so alone. It was me and my books and YouTube, like watching like documentaries and stuff like that. But it was very, very lonesome. And luckily for me, I had that, I think it was just my ego side that I was able to drive through it. But if you don't have that self-drive, it's very hard to get out of your own way and out of your own shit and out of that negative, that rock bottom, lower level frequency kind of feelings. So I knew that no matter what, like, community would be a big thing for us. And that's honestly been the driver to our success with this product.
Yeah, you now probably have a lot of like-minded people in your life. I can imagine products like this like really resonating as people, more and more people awaken to the idea that maybe there's a little more going on here than meets the eye in a lot of cases. And that's what we do on this on the D2C podcast. We're all about manifesting. What are you trying to manifest in 2023 for Manuscripting? What are your goals look like?
Well, for me, I always said from day one, if this journal helps at least one person, I've done my job. Like, I am happy. Now we're having a lot of fun with it because of all the lives that we've changed. I'm like, how many more women can we impact and bring into this community? So we have a really big revenue goal. Like, that's kind of what we're manifesting, is a bigger revenue goal for this year. And to me, it's not just even about the money, because I know if we're making more money, that means the journal is in more women's hands. And of course, we have other ideas for products. We get asked about a men's journal every freaking day, if not. We're also asked for kids journals as well, like do a kids version of it. So eventually I'd love to say, you know, opening up the doors to men and children and all of that. But right now we're female specific, just because the topics discussed in there are very, very more female based than anything else. But that is our biggest thing, just bringing more women into the community. That's the goal that I'm manifesting.
Amazing. And so, and Facebook is still a driving force in ads at this point, right?
Oh yes. Yes. Ever since, like after our first couple of years, over this last year, we have put a lot into Facebook and Instagram. I think we're doing right now. I mean, it's a lot for us. I don't know if it's a lot for listeners, but for us, I think we're doing between 1,000 to 1,500 a day in Facebook ads right now.
Want to delight your customers so they keep coming back for more? Tidio, the highest rated customer experience software on Shopify, helps online businesses gain and retain customers with personalized shopping experiences. With Tidio, you can recommend products and offer discounts based on user behavior and order history without leaving the chat widget. Tidio also takes the pressure off your support team. The app enables you to manage all your communication channels in one dashboard and automate up to 47% of recurring questions using AI. Increase customer satisfaction and sales with personalized shopping experiences. Visit tidio.com/DTC and get an exclusive 20% discount for D2C podcast listeners. That's tidio.com/DTC. And content marketing, you're putting out, you know, just on your personal feed still. How do you think about content marketing in an ongoing way for a community-led brand like Manuscripting?
Content marketing is huge. Every chance we get, one, I mean, we're posting content, we're creating reels, we're doing lives, we're doing masterclasses, all that sort of thing. But any way that we can get our customers to post about the journal is always the driver for us. We see and know that organic, natural content coming from real customers really, really helps. So whenever we can just run a promotion, or we usually do quarterly or twice a year challenges where we run a 14-day challenge, and throughout those things, in order to win the prize at the end, you have to do certain things on a checklist. And one of them is, you know, post every single day on your Instagram, showing your journal setup, showing how you use it, showing this, that, and the other. So imagine just like even those little two spurts throughout the year of just hundreds of women posting about it has really brought a lot of people into the community as well.
And posting these transformative things too, right? Where they actually are setting intentions, setting goals, and actually having these sort of life-changing moments. It's got to just lend itself so well to viral content.
Yeah, exactly. And because the journal is a daily morning ritual, I have so many girls just posting like their setup every morning and using it and all of that. So it's a product that obviously gets supposed to be used daily. So that also helps too.
And that means it's consumable as well. So it means you have people going through more than how long does a book last for if you're doing it every day?
Yeah, one journal lasts 90 days. So we broke it up. So it's basically you get one every single quarter. So we have it available just as a one-off. You can just purchase it whenever you want. Or we now also offer a subscription box, which is not just the journal, but you get like 5 to 7 other ritual items for your morning routine that come with it. It ranges from candles to crystals to aura mist sprays to all sorts of really cool things, which is it's basically like a mystery box every quarter. And we release a new color cover of the journal with that. So it's a really great thing. So if a girl just starts on say we just had one launch in April, then in 90 days, she'll get our next box. So it's a really great way to kind of stay on a routine with it too.
I think you might be Tony Robbins. I'm just wondering, like, is there one where you're doing events, you're on stage? Are you thinking of building a podcast out where you're sharing stories like this?
Yes. And thank you for that compliment. Oh my gosh, to be compared. That's incredible. Thank you. But yes, that is the goal. The last 3 years, I will say, it was the first time in my life that I wasn't front facing in my business. I mean, I was showing up for my community, but I was not doing any sort of outside media, PR, anything, because I was so in my business. Like I still to this day, like we have 3 employees, that's it. And I still to this day have to do the design, be in charge of manufacturing, be in charge of inventory and shipping and all that sort of stuff. Like, and if anyone like is listening is an e-commerce brand and in those shoes, like, you know, like your life is that and you don't have energy for anything else. But the plan is I'm actually launching my podcast in the next 30 days. And then after that, my biggest vision for this company, and this kind of goes back to something I'm manifesting long-term, is I do want to create a manuscripting festival where it is a festival where it's like all women come in, or men, women at that point, we'll see what that looks like, but just come in to do all sorts of things towards self-development and self-care, from, you know, meditations to sound bath, to music, to dance, to all of those sorts of things. But right now what I am doing is I do host retreats twice a year in Sedona. I actually literally just got back from our spring retreat yesterday. So I was there with a group of women, and that's a way to right now just connect on a in-person on a small level. But yeah, this upcoming year, the podcast, I want to do a podcast tour and do little mini pop-ups in different cities all over the country. We're doing more PR and interviews and stuff like that. But I'm now finally ready to, like, okay, let's get out there. Let's see what more we can do to get the word out there about Manuscripting Journal.
I think it's amazing. Once you get men in there, then you've got Manny dating, and you've got men, people.
Oh my God.
On both sides.
Yes, the opportunities are endless.
I think one of my favorite thinkers kind of always said, find the others, as he was a psychedelic philosopher. He says, find the others. Cause I feel like that's something when you have a mindset like you have, I think it's really important that you're a beacon, right, to other people who think the same way, and you're helping be more like it. So it's super refreshing. Love to hear it. Do you have any, so our audience is all entrepreneurs, marketers, and I bet there's a lot of people, probably myself included, who don't, I feel like I love the business I'm manifesting, the life I'm manifesting, but at the same time, I'm not as intentional, I feel like, as I could be. What advice do you have to our listeners as, for people that want to manifest great things in their lives, even if they don't have the manuscripting journal?
Yeah, well, if you don't have the Manuscripting Journal, highly recommend it, because it does break it down. And the biggest piece of advice that I can give is really break down your goals for not just business or money, but all aspects of your life, from health to your mindset, to relationships, to your career or business and finances, even material items too. So I say it's like 5-6 categories to really get super clear on what it is that you want. And I think the biggest problem that I see when people set out to do this is they will set a goal, and then it's hard for a minute to achieve that goal. And they say, well, screw that. I'm going to change my goals because it was too hard to accomplish, or it's taking too long, or all that sort of stuff. But the biggest thing is to write it down, get super clear, and then just take mini action steps. Like, your big goal, like say if you want to do $1 million a year in revenue, right? Like, looking at that, if you're making nothing, that's so overwhelming. But how can you take that and just chunk it down? Like, okay, well, how much do I need to make a month? How much do I need to make per week? How much do I need to make per day in order to meet that goal? And that goes for just anything and everything, is just to break it down into smaller chunks, and don't do a complete lifestyle overhaul, because that is like the biggest. And I even taught this even when I was like a fitness coach with dieting and losing weight, right? Like, everyone just wants to change everything overnight and expect results. No, you're going to fail doing that, because it's so overwhelming. There's so much subconscious programming that's happened over the years for you to get to this point. Now there's a lot of stuff that you will need to unlearn and retrain your brain and bring in new habits and remove habits and all that sort of stuff in order to rewire yourself for that path to success. So breaking it all down, taking little small action steps, don't do a complete life overhaul, and just slowly day by day. And I think that's why journaling is so important, and meditating too, just to get centered with yourself, and be able to reflect. But journaling is so great because you can kind of be mindful and be reminded, okay, why am I doing this every day? And reminding yourself, like, when things get hard or when things aren't working out. And I'm a true believer that if something isn't working out, if you're not reaching that goal or manifesting that thing as soon as you want it, it's because you're not ready for it. You're not equipped to handle that final result. And I know we love to talk about revenue and money and all that sort of stuff on this podcast too, is an equaling success. But just think about it. It's like, you know, we all want, and most of us want, I guess I should say, is, you know, that $1 million plus revenue, right? Or even income, right? But say if I'm sitting here right now and I don't even know how to manage $1,000, or I don't even know how a millionaire mindset should or is or should be, and I'm just not quote unquote, not to say not smart enough, but I'm just not educated enough to handle that much money. Well, the universe isn't going to just drop $1 million on me because I don't know how to hold that space for that type of energy. So I always just equate to, like, if things are going wrong or things aren't working for you, one, just be patient because the universe has to also rearrange some shit in your life to be able to clear that path for that new thing to come in, because we also have to remove things from our lives in order to make room and space for those new things to come in. Like, I just think about it as say you're trying to manifest a new car, right? Well, if you have a piece of shit car sitting in your garage, the universe is looking at you like, okay, well, if I give you this brand new BMW, you can't leave it outside. Where are you going to put it? There's no room for it. So things just need to have time to line up for you. So even if things are going to crap, it's okay. Trust the process. It's my favorite quote. Trust the process, because it's all, the universe always has your back and things are always working out for you no matter what.
The idea that I came across yesterday that I thought was interesting was that both the past and the future don't exist. Once it's happened, it doesn't exist. In the future, doesn't really exist. The only thing that ever exists is the present.
Yes.
And so this idea that you're trying to bring external things that don't exist to you is kind of inaccurate. You're just trying to make yourself ready. I like your term, holding space.
Yeah.
You're trying to hold the space of someone who would experience those things eventually. And you just try to, you slowly become the person who would experience those things. And the brain shows you that if you already think you are that person, or if you act like that person, or if you say you are that person, you begin to bring that outcome more likely towards you.
Yes, exactly. And that's why we say it's like, act as if it's already happened. Like, you know, people say, oh, don't be a poser, like all of that. It's like, no, actually be fucking delusional. Be delusional that you already have that thing and you are that person. And you're going to start energetically attracting those things because you're already living, like you said, there's no past and future. It's just right now. Like, you're going to step into and become that person that has those things. It's really cool.
I love it. We don't get into enough woo-woo on this podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm 100% into it. Back to brass tacks here. If we were to give you $50,000 towards your growth marketing, how would you deploy it in a business like Manuscripting over the next quarter or two?
Ooh, $50,000. Well, I would definitely put some into human capital, because honestly, I don't have enough hands, eyes, and ears.
How big's the team now?
Three people, including Mark. It's four people. He does our Facebook ads marketing, but he's like, you know, he's in house. So, but that's a very important role. Obviously, that's a huge driver of the business. He's incredible at that. And then I have, a girl doing like customer service, community management. And then I have one person in the warehouse, which that's the biggest role right now that we're filling out, is just to help with packing and shipping and all of that. And then me.
So who do you think is most needed in the business right now that you'd manifest or buy, hire?
Right now, it's definitely like warehouse manager for sure. Because even like, for example, right now, I'll be honest, like our warehouse person, she is out sick today, like very sick. And I am now, our warehouse is in LA and I just moved to Texas literally 3 weeks ago. And we have been working on filling a new position in the warehouse, but it's hard to hire right now. I don't know what it is. It's hard to hire. Maybe it's just Los Angeles. But unfortunately, so today, for example, if I was in LA, I'd go into the warehouse and help, but I'm in Texas. So right now, like, no packages are being shipped today. So right now, like, that's our biggest buyer. So if I could hire a person today, that would be part of that 50,000 capital just to go to that. But other than that, getting ahead of inventory, our biggest thing is journals. Like, I mean, it's not that it's expensive, but it's expensive. It's a lot of inventory. It takes up a lot of space. So getting ahead of inventory, because even the amount of time that it takes to manufacture a journal, it's about a 16 to 90 day turnaround. And there are times of the year where we just, I mean, right now we're scaling and growing every single day. And it's honestly crazy, because this past year was our first year where the holidays just completely took off and blew up for us, which is incredible. And this was like our first year where we had inventory after the holidays. In the past, we'd sold out and we're just like, oh my gosh, like we totally underestimated how much we would sell. And we were curious to see, okay, well, how will sales do in February and March and April? And we're like, oh my gosh, like we just keep selling more and more and more every single day, which is incredible. Cause at first it's like, it's a journal. This is kind of like a new year thing. You can use it, of course, throughout the year, but it's hottest, just like, you know, fitness and all of that and health goals, right? It's the new year, new me, vision board planning, all of that. So we weren't sure how we would do. And now we're like, oh my gosh, like we need to order stuff immediately. So having more money for that, definitely Facebook ads, probably increasing the budget there, but also having the money to work with more influencers, but not even just like big name influencers that cost a lot of money, but more so just having those funds to use even just micro influencers or just do more gifting and stuff like that, and hire someone to help manage that part of the business too, because that takes a lot of time and energy as well.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for coming on the D2C podcast today. If you're in the audience and you're listening and you want to start manuscripting in your life, you can go to manuscripting.com, M-A-N-I scripting. And I'm just sitting here waiting for the men's journal because I'm going to start manifesting some even bigger things in the D2C world.
Yes. And I have a code for your users. They can use D2C at checkout and they can get 15% off.
Very cool.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you're not a subscriber to our newsletter, you can do that right now at directtoconsumer.co. I'm Eric Dick, and this has been the D2C Podcast. We'll see you next time.